Hey guys, Heath Mulliken with the weekly Dropkick. Normally I do these during lunch on Fridays. I was actually out and about on some Three Count Pro Wrestling business trying to drum up some sponsors. So I know this is a weird time to do it. I just got home from picking my kids up. So most of you hopefully will watch this later. So here are the topics for today. First of all, let's talk about the Ring of Honor TV taping that I went to last Saturday night. Got to meet Cody Rhodes before the show. Super nice guy. A little bit bigger than I thought he would be in person. He had a long line. The Young Bucks had a really long line. Not a lot of people seeing Colt Cabana and Marty Scurll. Dalton Castle, kind of in between there as far as people lining up and meeting him again. And Ring of Honor, again, just they put on a great live show. Now, this was a TV taping, and it was at Center Stage in Atlanta where WCW used to tape a lot of their TV shows. A great place, I thought, to watch a wrestling show. Not a bad seat in the house. It's all theater seating, so there really wasn't any like ringside seating. Some really incredible matches. I mean, the only negative is it was 5 hours long. I mean, it started at 7. We didn't get out of there till a little after midnight. So it was a late, late night. But they're filming an hour of television. And so here's the deal. To me, I sat through 4 episodes. I'll still DVR those 4 episodes and watch them. Especially the Decade of Excellence tournament finals between Jay Briscoe and Christopher Daniels. For me, that's a match I'll write down. And when I get to the end of 2017, thinking about my matches of the year, for me, that one right now is on that short list. Dave, I'm about to answer your question about the Hardys. Do I think the Hardys are coming to WWE? No, not anytime soon. The Young Bucks called out the Hardys multiple times during the TV tapings. It was announced yesterday that the day before WrestleMania, Ring of Honor Supercard of Honor in Lakeland, Florida, is the main event, is the Young Bucks, ROH Tag Team Champions, versus the Hardy Boys, the TNA Tag Team Champions or Impact Wrestling Tag Team Champions. Here's the thing. Well reported that the Hardys contracts are up in February. They put a video on Ring of Honor Wrestling with the TNA belts talking about that they were the Impact Champions. So there has got to be some sort of partnership or agreement between TNA and Ring of Honor for this to happen. And at this point in their careers, the Hardy Boys seem to be saying they enjoy what they're doing. They enjoy the schedule they have. So I would not expect to see them in WWE unless just something happens weird in the world of wrestling that everybody starts working together. But I just don't see that happening. But I mean, the Hardys are going to all sorts of organizations around the country. Jeff Hardy's wrestling several times in Georgia, I think, over the next couple of months. So it's going to be interesting to see. I will more than likely, will the Young Bucks actually sell for the Hardys? Here's the thing. A lot of people don't realize this. The Young Bucks put out a DVD called Too Sweet Journey. It was about their cross-country trip to wrestle the Hardys for the first time. It's a really good DVD. And they've also wrestled several times in Chile. Just matter of fact, just like in the last couple of weeks. So they've had several matches together, which is a good thing. So when we get to April, we're going to see something. And, you know, some of those matches were before the broken Matt Hardy and Brother Nero thing. But as a wrestling fan, I'm excited more so than it's these two teams of different eras. I'm excited that you've got two promotions who are working together. So now you got Ring of, all right, so check this out, okay? You got Ring of Honor working with New Japan. And you've got TNA now working with Ring of Honor, and you've got Jeff Jarrett now back in TNA. He's got some connections with New Japan. You remember his Global Force Wrestling. They're the ones that brought Wrestle Kingdom to American pay-per-view. So it's just very interesting. Would love to see, absolutely love to see Ring of Honor, TNA, and New Japan work together. Who knows? That would be great. Some other things about the taping. When Ring of Honor tapes in Atlanta, they give a lot of local guys. There's a guy named Slim J. He wrestles in one of the matches. But there's another guy. I'm not going to mention his name. But he refs. He normally wrestles. But they let him ref a couple of matches. And he was just absolutely terrible. And the inconsistency in... This is the kind of thing I look at as a wrestling fan. Some people, this would just... but there was just inconsistency. I mean, in regular sports, people get mad about the inconsistencies of the officials. And Todd Sinclair always does a good job. There's Ring of Honor's number two referee does a great job, but then they brought in this guy, and he was just terrible. Just wasn't in position or was out of position or it was almost like he was just mouthing words. Like if a guy was breaking the rules, it wasn't like he was even talking to him. And so there were some things like that that took me out of things. The cool thing for me is there's a guy named Papa Hales on Twitter. He's an older gentleman. He, you know, about 18 months ago or longer than that, he had to retire from his job because he developed a heart condition and was going blind. And just decided before he goes fully blind, he was going to see as much wrestling as he could. So he and his boys, you know, his boys are involved in some wrestling. They're from Chattanooga, went to this show and got to meet him. Super, super nice guy, super nice family. At Papa Hales, H-A-L-E-S on Twitter. He's a great follow. Just his attitude toward wrestling, man. Here's a guy who's about to go blind and his bucket list is to see more wrestling. So I know they're going to Royal Rumble. So that was a highlight for me, just to kind of see a fan who, listen, when you're a fan and you love wrestling so much that wrestlers mark out for you, like there's wrestlers in Evolve and other places that have worn Papa Hell shirts to the ring. So before I move on to my second thing, how do I feel about Cena breaking Flair's record? Records are made to be broken. If he wins, if John Cena wins the belt at Royal Rumble, he's just going to tie him, and it may just end like that. I don't know. I really, you know, it's all a work, man. It's all a work. So I don't really have any feeling on that one way or other. So let's move on to the second thing. A lot of TNA talk today. Impact Wrestling talk today, which they've officially dropped TNA. They're just Impact Wrestling now. ShopTNA.com. They brought Don West back. Don West, if you don't know, was one of the late night shopping networks selling baseball cards and coins and all sorts of stuff. But they're doing this huge deal on ShopTNA. And I actually ordered two things. And normally, you know, no one has criticized TNA more than Mark and I. But I've watched, you know, past 6 months, I've been watching it. So I ordered one of Don West. He did a brown bag deal. You got 5 DVDs, a shirt, or maybe 2 shirts, and just a bunch of other random odds and ends for $20. And for me, as a wrestling fan, you know, that's stuff I can get. We can use for giveaways on our podcast or stuff that, you know, I'll keep the DVDs and watch them or keep the shirts. But $20, that was a great deal. But I also found a Kurt Angle deal where it was $20. You got a Kurt Angle shirt, a couple of pictures, but one of them's a signed picture of Kurt Angle. So all that for $20, you can see, I mean, I collect autographs. And to have Kurt Angle, who's going into the Hall of Fame, to get, I mean, his autograph itself is worth $20 alone at least. And I got that whole package for $19.99, so I'm pretty pumped about that. And again, you know, if you like wrestling stuff, I mean, they've got some other deals going on, shoptna.com. Here's the last thing. Yes, Impact has come a long way. Last thing that I want to talk about before we really get into any questions you have is just want to say thanks to everybody who has supported our show through Patreon and has become patrons. We just changed some of the different levels. So now, you know, we've got a $1 level a month, which, $1 a month, and you get into a secret Facebook group, and that's where now Mark Whitman, he answers questions all throughout the week, more so than in, this group. We got a $5 level. At the $10 level, you're going to get something like this. An autographed picture from a legend. It could be DDP, could be, somebody else. So for $10 a month, boom, you're going to get that. We've now added a $20 level, and we've also added a $50 level, and that's where, man, you are the sponsor of the show. So all that is per month. So I know many of you watching this are like, man, I can't afford $50 a month, but could you afford $1 a month? Our expenses monthly are roughly $80. I mean, it costs a lot of money to run a podcast for the hosting and equipment. It's a lot of time running the Facebook group with 40,000 members. So if you go to patreon.com/doubledropkick is where you can find out about all of that. So we would just really appreciate your support. That would be awesome. And at no matter what level you do, we record episodes. Sorry, I'm just checking something there. We record an episode every month, at least one, that is exclusive to all our patrons. So yesterday we did that live on that patron page. So we'd appreciate your support. So anybody got any questions about any of that or Royal Rumble? I'll take probably 10 minutes to just answer any questions, or we can just kind of go back and forth. Yes, Brian Davis became a patron yesterday. Loves it. He's been very active in that Facebook group. So, Brian, appreciate all your support. Has anybody got any questions or anything you want me to kind of expound on? Anything like that before I jump off here? I got to head to the gym. I got to have dinner. We got a movie to watch tonight. Anybody got any questions? Any questions? Like I said, I knew, you know, recording this at a weird time, there probably wouldn't be as many live viewers or comments or questions, which is cool. Just one of those things. I typically shoot for noon, like I said at the beginning of the video. Out doing some business with 3Count today. So awesome. Hey, let me end with this. If you do live in the upstate of South Carolina, I would encourage you to go to 3CountPro.com/store. You can find information about our upcoming shows, February 25th, March 25th, May 20th. We got some great deals. We actually added a season pass. Well, here's what you get. Three wrestling shows. You pay $60. You get a reserved front row seat to three shows. You also get a lanyard, a season pass lanyard. You get a meet and greet with a different wrestler at each of those shows. And you get to cut a promo in the ring before one of the shows. We'll play you some music. We video you come in the ring. You cut a promo in the ring with the belt, with the 3Count heavyweight title belt. You cut a promo, we video for that for you, put it on a DVD. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So 3CountPro.com, and then you can click on the store tab. Dave, do I think Taker's last match will be Mania? No. I think his last match will be next year when WrestleMania is back in New Orleans. That's where the streak ended. I think that's where his career will end. last fall he had some minor hip surgery done. So I think he's got one more year left in him. He's going to be in the Royal Rumble. The rumor, lots of rumors about who he's going to wrestle at WrestleMania this year. I believe they're going to save John Cena versus The Undertaker for next year. Or they could do a rematch between he and Lesnar. So that's going to be interesting to see. I love this time of year, WrestleMania season. Because until the final bell of the Royal Rumble, everything for WrestleMania is up in the air. And when you see who wins the Royal Rumble, pieces start falling into place. And you kind of make a decision. You're going to get excited about WrestleMania, about the card or not. And would love to hear if anybody in the group or anybody listening to the podcast is going to WrestleMania. I would love to, you know, see your pictures from that. Love to hear about your experience. Would love to maybe even interview you on the podcast just to see what that was like. I went to WrestleMania several years ago in Atlanta, but we just went for the day, didn't do the whole deal, and I really, really regret that. So, all right, a couple more minutes. Any more questions? Questions, questions, questions. Everybody's got questions. Just when you think you got the answers, I change the questions. So, Bueller. All right, well, I think that's it for today. Like I said, doing it at a weird time. Make sure you check out DoubleDropKick.com. You can subscribe to the podcast there. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. We're pretty much everywhere. You can contact me via Facebook or at Heath Mulliken on Twitter. Mark is at The DDK Show. Like I said, Mark is answering fewer questions in this group and on Twitter, and really moving that to our patrons-only Facebook group. And he did a great job on the video yesterday. So coming up Monday on the show, we're gonna give you. You would like to write for someone somewhere. How do I get in touch with someone? Are you talking about wrestling? You're talking about PW Torch a few months ago was looking for volunteer writers. There's a lot of wrestling websites, you know. Some of them take submissions, some of them don't. I mean, at this point in time, it's almost easier to start your own website and just start writing. So that would be, you know, that would be the thing to do, Dave, is I would check pwtorch.com. Like I said, that's a lot of those were unpaid positions. As far as the others, like PWI Insider, the Wrestling Observer, I don't think they take submissions. A website like What Culture, or what's the other one? There's a lot of like culture sports websites that put wrestling articles up. That may be a way to go. Is just as you see an article shared on Facebook, just to click on it. Once you're on the site, just kind of look and see what their submission policies are. So that may be the way to go. Monday. So like I said, Monday, January 21st on the show is you've got, we're talking about the PWI Awards. We go through, give our awards. We tell you, you know, who won the PWI Awards, the percentages they won it with. And we kind of go through and talk about all that. And that's always, you know, a fun episode to look back over the past year. And I'm sure as we share some of our favorites, a lot of them you will not have heard of because they're local to our area. But we want to introduce you to some different wrestling. So, all right. Hey, thanks everybody for watching today. Whether you're watching this now or you're watching it later, thanks for supporting the Double Dropkick Show. You can always listen at DoubleDropKick.com. And for the show, I'm Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you later.